CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. Let's rip into this, Bree. We love this guy.
What about me?
Shannon Knoll.
Friend of the show.
100%. And he joins us right now. Morning, Aussie.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're very well.
Mate, one of our favourite guests. So good to have you back on the show, that's for sure.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Good to be back.
We had a bit of a run-in recently. I don't know if... I don't think Knowlesy's going to remember this.
No, he'll remember. I don't think I know Knowlesy, he'll remember.
You were walking the hallways of a radio station in Brisbane we were at, and I saw you doing the hallway. And
it was an awkward situation, Shannon, you and I.
I said, Knowlesy! We really put a handbrake on your plans.
Dressed in the same outfit, didn't we?
Yes, I remember, yes. You had the denim on, wasn't it?
The double denim.
The double denim, mate.
You and I both rocking the double denim.
Oh, we did well too.
Oh, we were looking sharp.
You did both have the same outfit on, and Bree did a bit of a Snapchat. And when you walked away, I said, Knowlesy hated every second of that.
No, I said he loved it.
No, I did not. That was all good. Don't worry about that.
But you dressed the same.
I remembered it in a good way.
Yeah, but you dressed the same as a 20-year-old female. I said, you're comparing us.
That means he's trendy.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly right.
Or I dressed the same as a 35-year-old guy.
Yeah, oh, you're lovely, don't you?
35? Is that what we're... I don't even know how old you are, Knowlesy.
Well, stay with that one.
Lock it in, Eddie.
35-year-old Knowlesy, we love it. Mate, it's always good getting you back on the show because in between times when we see you, you always give us something to ask you about. And
I do that, don't I?
Don't you? You're good at doing that, Knowlesy.
Yeah.
This time around, it's the Shoey for Shano video. Yeah?
Yeah.
A Shoey for Shano.
We loved it. We loved it, didn't
we? You love a shoey, Shannon. We actually did one a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
In your honour.
In your honour, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit bemusing for me, guys. They asked me if I'd do that for the girl, for her, like a soccer team.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, because affairs were outside the back door, you know. We were just about to leave. Literally straight off stage, so hence I... But as they made it out, you know, I was at a nightclub partying out somewhere with my shirt off like I do all the time. So it was a bit unfortunate, you know. It was a bit disappointing in general, you know, to have it sort of go down like that when you're just trying to do a favour for a fan. So, you know, because it's sort of down the track, the fans are the ones who pay the price because you just end up having to not do anything, no photos, no nothing, you know, sort of thing, which is a bit, you know, it's saddening.
That's the sad part about social media these days, isn't it, Shannon?
Yeah, things can be taken out of context and as the Telegraph or whatever it was led you to believe I was out on the town somewhere when literally it was straight up after a show. I just came literally straight off stage and we're heading back to the hotel. So, you know, so it'd be nice if they got their facts right for a change, but you know, anyway, it is what it is, I suppose.
Look at Rebel Wilson, Shannon. She's kicking goals. They won't say stuff about her anymore. You should do the same.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, mate. I've had a few chances at this year.
You sure have.
But you're a man of the people, Knowlesy. And what's wrong with the... We can't work out why it's blown up so big.
To be honest, when I saw it, I was like, oh, Shannon's having a bit of fun.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, surely there's more important things in the world going on with, you know, terrorist attacks and all this sort of thing that they should have a look at instead of, you know, playing someone having a shoey, you know, unless it's Daniel Ricciardo and he's just won a race. Unless it's some reason to celebrate.
Shoey on, my friend Knowlesy. Shoey on, we say. Well done.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, Knowlesy, we got to put something to you this morning.
Yeah.
My mother. Yeah. She's one of the biggest bloody Shannon Knoll fans going around.
Oh, God bless her.
And over the years, Knowlesy, we've done this thing where we've stitched her up a little bit and we've put her on the phone to celebrities. Sometimes it's a fake celebrity. We had a fake Ricky Martin.
She thought she was chatting to Ricky and she wasn't.
She loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she now does this thing, Knowlesy, where she puts names out there in the hope that she potentially could get on the phone with them.
Oh, does she? Oh, that's cool. That's great, yeah.
And there's a piece of audio that we've got from our show where you're the latest candidate.
Yeah. We asked her, to the point, Knowlesy, where we asked her who her musical idol is ever. And have a listen to what came out. We weren't expecting it.
Mum,
you'll love it.
If I asked you, who are your ultimate music influences?
The ultimate.
Who's your ultimate?
Well, I've got the ultimate, which is obviously Elvis, but my ultimate who's alive would be Shannon Knowles.
Mum, the only reason she's saying that is because she thinks she could potentially get to meet Shannon Knowles.
And here we are.
No, here we are, what Shannon.
Legend. What a legend.
What a legend.
Would you mind if we stitch her up this morning and we call her and put you on the phone with her?
Yeah, no worries at all.
So how do we want to do this? So is it Knowlesy from the get-go? Just have a chat to her, mate.
Knowlesy from the get-go.
Okay.
All right, too easy. Next, we're going to make this call. We're going to put it in. Call your mum. She's going to lose it.
We'll tee this up.
Straight after this.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Shannon Knoll tickets. If you want to go see him, 13, 12, 16. We've got tickets to go see Knowlesy. He's playing live at Mingara July 15. Tickets available at shannonknoll.com.au.
You need to be in quick, though.
You can't miss the show. We've got him on the phone with us right now. And we just want to replay some audio from our show last week. Your mum is a massive Shannon Knoll fan. Have a listen.
Mum,
you'll love it.
If I asked you, who are your ultimate music influences?
The ultimate?
Who's your ultimate?
Well, I've got the ultimate, which is obviously Elvis, but my ultimate, who's alive, would be Shannon Knoll.
Mum, the only reason she's saying that is because she thinks she could potentially get to meet Shannon Knoll.
So we need to make that happen, Bree.
We're going to make that happen right now. But a bit of background info for you, Shannon, is we're from Stanthorpe in country Queensland. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it, mate. I don't know exactly where it is, though.
Yeah, my dad's an apple farmer up there, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You should do a show there, Knowlesy. You would sell out the town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be the go.
I would fear for your safety, though, Shannon.
Oh, I've been in that situation a couple of times.
I bet.
All right, let's jump into this call.
Okay.
Her name's Diane, Knowlesy, so when you...
Okay, no worries.
Say morn and die, she'll love it.
Okay, no worries.
I bet you she'll pick it straight away, you watch.
Morning.
Hey, g'day, Di. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. How are you going?
Good. You know who it is?
No.
It's Elvis. No, I'm just joking. It's Shannon Knoll, mate. How are you?
Oh, no, Shannon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Shannon. I am absolutely over the moon.
Good on you. Oh,
I love how Mum's acting surprised, but she's been pushing for it for the last 3 months.
I know, I honestly didn't think it was this morning, and I thought, oh, my God, if Shannon rings, I reckon after Elvis died, I reckon he's taken his place.
Oh, that's a big call. That's a good one.
That's a rhythm.
I tell
up there
you
with
what,
Elvis, Knowlesy.
Thank you so much, Di. You're a legend.
Hey, Mum, didn't you just buy tickets to the show?
Yes, it's the day before Julie and I's birthday.
Oh, right. Well, we better get you.
12th of August.
Better get you up there and say good day, eh?
Oh,
Knowlesy!
Oh,
that's
my God.
We can sort that out for sure.
Knowlesy, remember how I said I was worried for your safety? I now am worried for your safety again.
Well, there you go.
I'd be worried.
You'd be right.
Mama Di, I'd be worried too.
Well, there you go, Di. We've hooked it up for you. You're going to get to meet Shannon Knoll.
Oh, my God. That's made my year. Oh, if not, that's incredible.
Mama Di, remember when we told you we had Ricky Martin and it was a stitch up?
It was a fake one?
Yes.
It's a fake Shannon Knoll.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's actually the real Shannon Knoll. It's the real one.
Got it.
I know his voice.
Mum, I know his voice.
I know his voice. Di.
Good on you, Di. We'll see you soon then, eh, Di?
Oh, Shannon, thank you so much. Have a great day, mate. I'm going to have a glorious day now and the 12th of August.
Good on you, Di. Looking forward to meeting you, Dal.
I had to put her on hold, mate. She'll talk all day.
She'll talk your ear off, Shannon.
Knowlesy, you're a legend, mate. Welcome back on our show anytime. And
good on you, guys.
Yeah, you got to see Shannon Knoll live.
Mingara Recreational Club, 15th of July. You need to get tickets right now because they're going to sell out. He's a man of the people.
Man of the people. Shoey on, my friend.
Yes, Shannon Knoll.
Thanks, guy.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care, right?
You're a legend, you, Shannon.
Thanks, guys. Double denim.
Double denim.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out. The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
Absolute legend.
What a legend.
He can do no wrong in my book, Shannon Noel, I'll tell you that much.
Seriously, if I'm not my mum's favourite kid that, I don't know what else I can do.
I think I'm slowly becoming
a
kid too.
I think you are involved too.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
Can I say it slowly is becoming that game? Yeah?
It is, slowly. People come up to me on the street, they say, how can I be more like you at the movie bio guessing game? I tell them, I'm just a normal person excelling at something.
Living big dreams. How many people have stopped you in the street?
No one. But, you know.
You bring it up with people.
I do.
Conversation. Bree, I'm good at the movie by a guessing game. If you're new to the game, Bree is the master. She's unstoppable. And you need to stop her. It is Bree versus the people. We read out a movie bio. Can I say, I do not give Bree any hints in this. I want you to beat Bree.
He really does.
So I read out the bio. You buzz in. If you answer and it's wrong, the other person has a free crack. Otherwise, we continue with the bio. Steph's in Mannering Park. Morning, Steph.
Morning, Steph.
Morning.
If you think you're no good at this game, Steph, hang up right now. I'll give you the chance.
Nah.
You good?
I'm going
to
win, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to try.
You're not calling just for the prize,
I'm gonna,
are you?
She goes, I'm going to win.
No.
Well, I'm going to try.
Get your head in the zone here, Steph. Sorry to be harsh on you, but this needs to happen.
All right.
Get your head in the zone. Here comes the movie bio.
Oh, come on.
This is it. Buzz in when you know the movie. After an unsuccessful mission, FBI agents Kevin and Marcus fall in disgrace in the agency. Steph's
Men
in
Black?
Men in Black. No. She has buzzed in with Men in Black, Men in Black. You take your first answer. Bree gets a free crack.
FBI.
I need your answer in 3, 2.
Is it Bad Boys?
Damn it.
Not Bad Boys. Ooh. We continue on.
Okay.
Here we go. They decide to swap their bad position with this super Section Chief Elliot Gordon working undercover in an abduction case. Oh, Bree's in. I need your answer in 3, 2.
Is it
1?
21 Jump Street?
That gives Steph a free guess. Steph, free guess.
Oh.
There's so many movies
like
this.
I need your answer in 3, 2, 1, Steph. We're back in. Disguised in the two spoilt white daughters of a tycoon.
Brie, it's White Chicks.
White Chicks it is.
Get in there.
Yeah, well, you got to play the game.
That's how you do it. It's a win's a win.
A win is a win. Doesn't matter how you get there. White Chicks. Thanks, Steph.
Damn it, I love that movie so much. Sorry, Steph.
You played a good game, Steph. You can call back another time, all right?
What a beautiful chocolate man. Yeah.
Is that the one where he's singing in the car?
Yes.
Brilliant. Movie number 2, you're taking on...
That's such a good movie. I can't believe I didn't get that sooner.
Hannah and Gwendolyn. Morning, Hannah.
Morning.
Morning.
Hang up now if you're no good at this game.
I'm going to give it a crack.
All right,
here we go.
She's
in.
Here comes the movie bio. Three men, three dreams. It's 1976 in Flint, Michigan. There's an American Basketball Association team that languishes in last place. With few fans in the seats, Jackie dreams of a merger with the NBA. A tough-minded point guard named Monix is at the end of his career. He's played on the championship Celtics but accepts a trade to Flint to be close to Lynn, the love of his life.
The hell is
Clarence Coffey Brown dreams of stardom. He's the Tropics' best player.
Bree?
Bree has buzzed in. Tropics' best player, Bree.
White men can't jump?
Free guess to you, Hannah.
Semi-Pro?
Semi-Pro is correct with Will Ferrell.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Semi-Pro?
Haven't seen that movie.
Hold the line, Hannah. Going to hook you up
so
with a prize.
So I'm not upset with that. Hannah. Nice work.
This is the decider, Brie.
I don't like it when it gets to this. Okay. All right.
Rachel in Narara. Yeah. Morning, Rach.
Morning.
You could win it here.
You could do a rare stumping of Bree here for the people.
Or you could stink it up right now, Rachel.
A lot of pressure.
Oh, no.
Hang up if you're not good at this game. I'll get someone else.
Ready.
All right, here
ready.
We go. The president of the USA goes to Moscow and gives a stirring speech outlining the USA's new zero-tolerance policy with respect to terrorism.
Yes, is it?
On the flight home.
Rachel's in.
Rachel, you're in?
Rach, is it White House Down?
Free guess to Bree. Free guess.
I don't know, Independence Day.
Independence Day is incorrect. We continue on with the movie. With terrorism. They take over the president's plane and take the passengers, including his wife and daughter, hostage. The terrorists plan to execute one of the hostages every half hour unless or until their demands are met. However, the president is a former Medal of Honor winner, so the terrorists may be in for a surprise. It stars Harrison Ford.
Yeah, anyone. You would do, but I can't think of the name.
I can't think of the name of the movie. Harrison Ford.
It's
a thriller.
Yes, I know it is.
Anyone.
I can picture the whole movie, I just can't think of the name.
I need the name of the movie from everyone. Does anyone want to have a guess? For the win, Bree. You don't want to have a guess?
Oh, I'll have a guess.
Okay.
I was going to say True Lies, just because I love that movie, but I'm going to say Air Force One.
Gone with the guess on Air Force One, and she has done it this morning! Yay! Air Force One, not the most convincing of wins, but a win is a win.
I will take the crappy win.
Rachel misses out on the prize. Bree stands as champion yet again.
Oh, that's a horrible movie, can I say?
Air Force One.
Yeah, not my favourite.
I can't do all the big-time bloody blockbusters for you, mate. I've got to do a couple of ones that are a little bit tough.
Can we do Shrek or what?
I've done Shrek, haven't I?
Yeah.
Movie Bio Guessing Game. Back. You can take on Bree here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Sorry.
Yeah. The video's a good one.
I can't help it. We've posted a video to the CFM Facebook page, and the video's of Prince Charles and wife Camilla, and they're getting the giggles, aren't they? Which we've all been there. You know, when you're in a serious situation, you're not meant to be laughing, but you can't help it.
Whatever they're watching, I'm not sure what it is. It's the first I've ever seen of its kind.
Me too. So
two ladies standing face to face.
They were on their recent tour of Canada, and they were at this ceremony, and they were treated to a display of Inuit throat singing, it's called.
Right.
Where essentially, traditionally, it's performed by two female performers who engage in a competition to see who can last the longest by singing, which is breathing in and out, and the person who manages to keep this going for the longest wins.
Oh, it's a comp between the two.
It's a competition.
Right.
We've got some audio of the girls doing this Inuit singing.
Have a listen.
Amazing.
Waiting to see who wins.
Come on.
They're still going. I don't think they've stopped.
They've trained for it, obviously. Their diaphragm, just, you know, they're performers.
Okay.
I thought you and I mean, I know it's traditionally performed by two females, but we should do it.
You and Rach could do it.
Or you and I could do it. I know you're trying to get out of it. And you have to share a microphone. So are you going to come around here?
What about this crowd that's just rocked up in the newsroom there with all these people from what looks to be Woolworths? Or
we're going to bless them with a performance right now.
Welcome to the radio station. We're about to share a mic.
I think we're on out there too.
I think we are. Okay.
All right. This is going to be Gaunzy and me performing Inuit throat singing for your enjoyment. Do you want to come around here?
I do apologise for the coffee breath on this one.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
Yeah, you've had
tea. All right. Okay, yeah, true. Okay, you ready? So you can't stop, so you have to breathe in deep. Ready?
Hmm. I think I won. Oh, man.
Oh, I nearly hyperventilated.
Oh, boy. What just happened? I blacked out.
I feel dizzy, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it couldn't get weirder on this show. But we just excel at that every day, don't we?
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Tupac.
Oh, have you seen his new movie yet?
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Is that what we're going to... Because it's copping some bad reviews.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's copping some real bad reviews.
Do you have any Tupac in the system?
Of course, man. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
These are the two big songs that we play. This That's one and this one. Which this was made after he died.
It was,
yeah.
But it's massive.
What about, can I just give you one more? What about Park's Life? With Ashanti.
You
which,
forget, yeah.
That would have had to have been made after he died as well.
You forget how great he was.
Some great albums.
He had some great stuff. Yeah, the new movie was released last month in cinemas. It's called All Eyes on Me. And it's about Puck's life and, you know, what exactly happened. But there's an actual new documentary coming out about him.
Is there?
Did you see that?
No, not the new one.
And this is, like, fully endorsed by his family. They were involved in the making of this documentary. And, yeah, so it's being released soon. It was actually directed by the filmmaker Steve McQueen, who he directed 12 Years a Slave. So they reckon it's going to be really good.
That'd be good. Because the most recent one that I watched... That was the problem I found with the documentary is that they didn't have access to the family and they spoke to a kind of a few kind of mates of his. And
because
it was just
they all
bit...
want to make money.
Exactly.
You know, whereas this one, yeah, they're saying it's full legit. The family's been involved. So I'm looking forward to that one. But oh, it's interesting today, the news that's come out about Madonna.
I didn't know they dated
until
I saw this.
She only came out in 2015 and said that her and Puck dated back in the day and... Today there's been a letter that actually Tupac wrote from jail to Madonna. It's been released.
She's released it, has she? She got the...
No, she doesn't have it.
Oh.
She doesn't have it. I don't know who owns it, but they're saying it's going up for auction. But in the letter, it's interesting to read. This is from TMZ. They're saying on the letter, Tupac writes, "For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't be in any way jeopardizing for your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. But for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I would be letting down half of the people who made me what I was." So this was him breaking up with Madonna from jail.
Right. Oh, right.
It's full on. And anyway, the letters, set to go up for auction on July 19. And they're saying that the starting bid will be $100,000.
$100,000
for this letter
from Madonna in the back corner. She's like, "I'll buy it back." And I've been looking for.
She probably doesn't want it.
Yeah, a breakup letter.
I know. Yeah, she probably doesn't want that. When was it? Was it last year they released that photo of that guy and they were like, "Oh, he's alive."
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that he's, not a lot of people, but people, it's kind of like the Elvis theory that, you know, he's still kicking around somewhere. But I think that guy, wasn't he just the actor in the new movie?
Oh, have you seen the actor?
Yeah, he looks spot on like him.
Looks very much like him.
The problem with that, though, I think with the movie, and I haven't seen it yet, and
I'm keen to see it.
I'm keen to see it, but I think the problem lies in that they've gone for the most looking guy. Do you know what I mean? So
the guy who looks most like him, not the best actor.
Can't act.
See, not that's a very good problem. Whereas in the Biggie Smalls movie, I reckon he was pretty damn good.
See, but even that wasn't a great movie. Like, Straight Outta Compton was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
And they had Tupac in that as well.
And they, you know why that was awesome too? Is that Ice Cube was played by his son.
Exactly.
And he was amazing. Looked exactly like him. And he was a great actor, I thought.
Tupac got any kids? They could have played him in the... Does he have any kids? He was 26 when he was shot.
Did he have kids?
Google that.
Better go see the film.
Yeah.
You might learn some stuff. Yeah, no, I'm keen to see it, but I just thought that was... There's so much stuff about him that keeps coming out. There's such a fascination around him, isn't there?
Well, when someone gets shot at the age of 26, and the same with Biggie Smalls as well, I mean, it's going to generate that fascination.
Hysteria.
I mean, biggest, you know, stories to come out of that music genre.
You kind of always think, what would have happened, you know?
Yeah.
What other music would he have made?
Oh, would have been epic.
It would have been
great. We should go see that movie, though.
Yeah, All Eyes on Me, as it's called. Yeah, the new movie that's in the cinemas at the moment.
And you might want to get in soon because from the reviews I read, it might not last long in the movies.
So.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We hit up the Erina Ice Arena last night.
Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Quack.
Quack. Quack.
Mighty Ducks, what a movie. And I did feel like I was one of the ducks last night out on the ice.
You looked like one.
Not a very graceful duck, but...
Yeah, neither of us.
So we teed it up last night to have a penalty shootout against each other. You win the goals and me doing the shooting. And it was just before the game, so there was a crowd there. Can I say...
Regrets.
Heading into it.
Yes.
Probably should have done... A little bit of practice or
probably
gone to the ice and done a bit of skating first.
When was the last time you got on the ice?
I reckon last time I was on the ice, years. And that's just skating around. Actually, when I, Christmas, not last year, the year before.
Mine would have been 5 years ago.
You just had to stand there, though.
Oh, I had all the gear on
and
I had to skate over to the goal.
Yeah.
Come on.
I had to actually move, like, around and try and
trust
fit
me,
this thing.
Put all the gear on and see how you can skate. It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, I had all the pads and everything as well. Anyway, none from five, so that was good.
Don't breeze over it.
What?
You had five shots. Mm-hmm. I saved them all.
I missed them all.
I think you
caught one.
I think I caught two.
Yeah.
But they weren't that fast. So.
And I was aiming for your glove too. So.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was going straight for it.
Oh, as if you were. And then, next minute... Pro ice hockey players come out on the ice and they start belting them at me, full pelt.
Yeah, well, I sort of teed that up.
I was super calm anyway.
I said to the guys, you can take over from here.
Well,
I did say go easy. They didn't listen to me on that
part.
Yeah,
they didn't bloody go easy, did they?
No, they didn't go easy.
There was one that missed my head by centimetres. Lucky I was wearing a cup.
The big.
They couldn't even find me a lady cup. I'd wear a boy cup.
What do you need the cup for?
To protect my lady business.
Yeah, but you don't have any. It's not like us.
I know he's trying to stir me up.
No, it's like, but you know, if I got hit in that region, I'm sure it'd be worse, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you now.
No, Bree, I'm telling you now.
Oh, so you think, oh, don't worry about it. If we get hit, it'll be all good.
No, I'm not saying don't worry about it. I'm saying it would hurt more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, agree to disagree.
Okay. But yeah, if you get a chance to go along, go Tuesday night, because there's another game on the coast. I had to duck out early last night because the game went pretty late. It's good value for money if you go along. They've got,
yeah, it's quite long, and then they've got some entertainment.
Yeah, in between the periods and stuff. So I missed 2-1 last night.
Well, when I left, it was 1-1. It was Canada 1, USA 1. So
right.
God, the Canadians scored this amazing goal where they set it up, where they put it out to the side and then they hit it back into the middle and he just cracked this amazing shot.
They go pretty hard, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I know. I took a few of them.
Did any hit you?
Yes.
Where?
One hit me right in the leg. One hit me, bounced off my stomach and then landed in my leg pad. And then Brady, the Canadian captain, comes over and goes, oh, sorry about that. My friend didn't really realise. I'm like, are you kidding?
What, realise that you weren't a professional goalie?
I think everyone in the stadium realised.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Central Coast, are you ready for the biggest thing in darts history?
Bree and Gaunzy's Dart Team 2017. Introducing Bree, Heaven and Dart Thomasel. And Daniel Dart Simpson Gore. Central Coast, let there be darts.
You don't treat me no good no more.
The hype is real for the worst dart team ever assembled.
We've played many games, had a couple of wins.
We've been hitting up nights around the Central Coast and we are taking this to the Melbourne International Darts in... it's the Masters, which is happening in August, so...
I'm so excited for this. The more darts we play, the more I feel I'm submerged in the dart culture.
100%.
And I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. And it is an honour for us to introduce a professional darts player to this show. Unbelievable. We've just been watching some footage of him. He is
incredible.
Amazing.
Hitting those triple 20s.
He's an Aussie too, which is even better. Kyle Anderson joins us on the show.
Morning.
Morning, Kyle.
Well, evening over here, but good morning to everyone listening and you guys from the radio station.
Mate, because you live, you're from Perth, but you live in the UK now.
I am, mate. I've been here for about 3 years on trot, so I come home every August and January just to see the family and friends.
And so why the move to the UK? Is it because the darts are, you know, it's a bit, you know, better competition over there? What's the move behind that?
Well, what it was is that I probably the footage that you're watching was a 9-dart leg I had. I hit that. I came back over here for a qualifying school for the Pro Tour, and I qualified. I didn't have any ambitions of moving back, but once I got home, I got a phone call and said, oh, you've got there's a contract waiting for you to be signed, and you've got your first professional contract.
This is where in a couple of years, Gaundy. This is where it takes you.
This is where we're hoping to take the team, is a professional contract, getting paid to play darts.
Kyle, we know you're a massive deal. You're well up there in the world rankings. You've got your own darts named after you. Unicorn Contender Tungsten, is that what they're called?
That's the brand that make them. And that's the makers of the metal that's made for the dart. It's just a call to Kyle Anderson Day. There's no flash gimmick to it. It's just a generic dart that I designed for myself. Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's awesome.
I love that.
When did you work out that you were good at darts? I mean, were you just playing casually and went, "Hang on a sec, I'm pretty good here."
Mum played darts. Dad played darts. My brother played darts. Then I made the West Australian Youth Junior Team for darts when I was 11. Yep. So I got into it through there. I travelled across to Sydney, as it was. I went to the Fairfield RSL back in 1999, I think it was. And just fell in love with it from then. You make friends like you do when you play footy. You make friends, you fall in love with the sport again, and it just went on from there.
Which is what we're doing at the moment.
We are falling in love with it.
Yeah, 100%.
Bit of dart chat. Kyle, we're a couple of amateurs. We're absolutely loving it. We really struggle to end the game on the doubles. What's your best advice for a couple of amateurs?
Well, if you watch my game, I'm probably in the same boat as you guys.
We'll take that. We'll take that, Kyle.
No, it's a game of confidence. It's not like footy where you can conversion or you can get kicked goal. It's a matter of you've got pressure in your hands and you're throwing, and you can't quite train for the pressure situation that you're going to have in the game.
Okay, so you've just got to really concentrate and zone in.
It is a real mental game, isn't it? It's a game of tactic, that's for sure.
Well, it was like tonight when I thought you guys were going to call about 10:30 UK time, so I was sitting by the phone at 10:30, and then I thought, well, I've got a game to play, so I looked at the email and it said 10:50. So I went and played, and I didn't play that well. Because it was, as you say, it is a mental game, and if you're not on your game mentally, in a sense, you're walking into a losing battle.
Now I feel bad that we've
not
put
only
off one
are
of the
we
masters of darts.
Stuffing up our games, we're stuffing up professional dart players' games.
Oh, we apologise for that, mate.
It was just a local league night, so it's fine.
I'm sure you would have smoked him anyway, wouldn't
very
you?
Massive.
Kyle, I need to ask. I need to ask, in the game of professional darts, do you make a full living out of this? Do you fully live off your dart career?
You can make a full living. At the moment, I'm on par, as to say. If you play well enough to get into the top 16, you'd be pretty all right, I'd say. You'd be on probably a footy player's wage.
Okay, not bad. Well, the big crowds is what we're all about, mate, and we're slowly getting our way there, and we've been watching it on the TV, and the crowds go nuts. So we can't wait to play in front of the masses, if that ever happens. Kyle Anderson, professional darts player from Australia, now living in the UK, and we'd love to see you get into that top 16 and just dominate the dart world, mate. All the best.
We'll claim you for sure.
100%.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.
Keep an eye out for us around the darting traps, mate. We're coming.
We're coming up.
We're coming through.
No worries. Thank you very much.
He's not confident.
No, he's not confident.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.